And welcome to the program, Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KBC. And today, as promised, coming to you live from Barbados. Well, it's not really today, it's very much tonight here. A little after 11. It's been a long, long, long day. Started my trip, as you'll recall, just shortly after I got off the air yesterday. And finally made my way here about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And if you're wondering where Barbados is, I'll give you a quick geography lesson. It's right at the bottom of the Caribbean, almost by the tip of South America, which is Venezuela. So just a few hundred miles away from Venezuela from here. And so it is, this is it's not quite equatorial, but it's a tropical place. They've got a lot of water here, you know, so I think I might bring back some for California. It rains almost every day. Everything's green. There are birds and frogs and crickets, and they are all outside my bedroom right now, my hotel room. And they are, do they sleep? Shh. Honestly. Can you guys hear it, by the way, in the studio? Can you? It's not picking up. Okay. Well, I'm telling you right now, right outside my window, if you were here, you would hear all these crickets and frogs and birds, and they're having a concert, some kind of symphonic deal. So anyway, beautiful country. I love it here. I've been here before. One of my favorite places. Really, really great people. Salt of the earth people. And you know what? They make rum. So what's there not to love? I mean, Robbie, you'd be in, right? You'd, you know, last time I was here, I went to the distillery. I might do it this time. Oh, so do you know which one it is? I know you're a cocktail fiend. But you know, do you know which one it is? That's right. It is. It's Mount Gay. Yeah. Mount Gay rum. 1703. It's one of the oldest existing rum manufacturers in the world, and it was formerly a British colony. So back then it was an English guy that started it, and you know they make rum out of sugar cane. So they still grow sugar cane here all over the island. You know, Hawaii used to grow a lot of sugar cane, but they've kind of phased that out because you know it's not really the cash crop that it once was. But here they grow it, and they grow it because they make the rum out of it. And you know, one of the things, interestingly enough, that makes Barbados rum really good. And do you know what that is? Do you have any idea? It's the water. And the water's really good here because it's a coral island. So the whole island's made of, you know, it's not volcanic rock, but it's coral. And the coral, once it, you know, breaks down and is really fine, it filters the water really well. And so they got good water here. They got a lot of water, and it's filtered, and it's beautiful, and it's wonderful, as something Trump would say, right? I always say this, but anyway. But so it's great, and they also have good beer here. So if you're not a rum person, but you like beer, they have, I think it's called Banks beer, and again, it's the same thing. They've just got really good water and make good stuff. So Barbados, here we are. Now, don't worry. As promised, I always bring the show on the road because I don't want to miss any of the happenings back home. And I always feel like like days that the Kings are on, and we love the Kings, right? We love the Kings, but on days that the Kings are on and I'm not on air, what happens? Big news, always, without fail, bombs drop, and I'm sitting at home watching the game, thinking, I wish I was on air tonight. I got things to say about this. And then by the time tomorrow, you know, the next day rolls around, it's yesterday's news, and there's been 10 nude bombs dropped. So I never get back to it, especially with only just 1 hour. So anyway, this is why every opportunity I have to do a live show, I'm going to do it. And I always bring you with me, even if it means taking you on vacation. So that is what we're doing, and I'll tell you more about Barbados as as we go through this hour. You want to know what time it is? Did I already tell you that? It's plus 4 hours. So it is after 11 here, and it's late. It's late. And my body already is very well adjusted to Barbados time because I feel like it's 11 and not like it's 7. So take that for what it is. What's going on back home? Well, I'll tell you what's going on in Europe because today, if you haven't if you haven't heard, Trump just got a big nod, a big little some little kudos from an unlikely source. Well, I say unlikely. Everybody in Europe is crapping on Trump. I mean, they think we're out of our minds. And certainly all the European leaders, because the European leaders over there, I mean, they want to keep the European Union together. So these are Hillary people, right? These are globalists. These are the people that want to erase borders and turn us into one giant amalgam, of blended cultures. That stuff doesn't work here in the US. Now picture Europe where you've got, 27 little countries, all that have their own language, their own food, their own culture, their way of life, and it's very different one place to another. And so this great experiment to bring everything together and now to introduce immigrants that are coming from North Africa, right? The Syrian refugee crisis, we hear about that all the time. And remember, Hillary wanted to bring in more and more of the Syrian refugees. Obama already left, I don't know, a few hundred thousand in, and Hillary wanted to just, open the floodgates. Well, what we've done here is nothing compared to what they've done in Europe. And certain countries have had enough. And one leader in Europe went so far as to, oh, what did he say? He endorsed Donald Trump. He said, "Hey, I like this guy's immigration plan. It's good. I'm totally behind it, and I think we need to practice that here," meaning we got to take a long, hard look at anybody that we let into the country. And I'll give you a guess as to what country it was. European country. The clue is I'm talking about it. Yes. The Czech Republic. Yeah, the Czech president. That's right. That's what he said. He said, "I'm with Trump on this. I support him 100% on immigration." And I'm laughing. Of you guys know I'm Czech, so this is of all the countries that wouldn't make this that would make this official, it would be the country that my parents are from. Go figure. So, but other European leaders, let me tell you right now, they're having conniption fits over it. And you've got to understand that this election, right? People remember when people were saying we're talking about Brexit, and we a lot of people here ignored it because it was this thing that was happening over there. It's like over there, it doesn't affect us. Like, whatever, we don't care. I mean, European Union, what, I don't know what that is. And so a lot of people just sort of let it, didn't care one way or the other. And it happened, and to the great surprise of so many people, the English, the British, voted to get out of the European Union, and people saw that, smart people, smart political observers such as me, saw that as a sign that people were rejecting, that there's a sizable number of people who are rejecting this idea of moving our whole world into that amalgam I was talking about. So, erasing borders and that kind of thing, that there were British people who wanted to be British. And they didn't want a bureaucrat in Brussels telling them how to do things. They wanted to be their own country. And in a lot of ways, this election, this surprising upset for some, where Trump suddenly is the president-elect and is going to be sworn in January, it is really, in effect, a referendum on wanting to preserve our own national identity. And the left, of course, the left is characterizing it as some neo-nationalist, white supremacist movement, which is such a false narrative, because it has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with racial pride. It has nothing to do with putting down, you know, minorities or subjugating minorities. You know, how many people have you heard from on Facebook, right, or at work, the water cooler telling you, oh my gosh, you know, you hate you like Trump? Oh, do you realize that you hate minority? You really do. You want to kick them out of the country. You want to round them up. That's what people are saying, right? Because the narrative is that if you want to put America first, you're a racist. You're a white supremacist. You're basically David Duke. And that was the same argument that was made against the people who wanted Brexit, who wanted to pull Great Britain out of the common market in Europe, wanted to pull them out of the bureaucratic clutches that were the European Union. Now think about it. I mean, again, England is its own country, and suddenly they've got this giant bureaucratic state that they signed up for, I don't know, some 30 odd years prior, and slowly this bureaucracy was just getting out of control, and it was telling the Brits, you know, how big their teapots could be. And, you know, the Brits like their tea. So finally, people are like, you know what? Screw this. I'm done with this. If I want my teapot to be a little bit bigger than the dude over there in Belgium, damn it, that's what I want. And that's what happened here. We just got tired of Washington telling us, this is how you're going to live your life. This is how you're going to be. This is the regulations you're going to follow. Climate change. I'm all about climate control, especially in this humid here. Oh my gosh, Barbados. Climate change, you know, the idea that, yeah, let's just totally saw our you know, what is it? Saw our legs off at the knees. Let's sabotage our economy. Let's chain us so that we do the right thing in the world, and we phony science and all that. And I'm and people just had enough, and it has nothing. I'm so sick of hearing that people who supported this change are racist. You know the irony is that Trump won this election by a lot of people that don't like Trump. You know that? That's a really important point here. It wasn't that people wanted Trump and they wanted a guy who was, you know, tweeting crazy things at the Khan family and that, you know, that was getting into wars with Alicia Machado, you know, the Miss Piggy universe, whatever her name is. It wasn't people supporting Trump, but they were so sick of politicians and politics as usual. They realized there was no difference between George Bush, at the end of the day, no big difference between George Bush and Obama. None. Yeah, different letter, right? Different party. But same old, same old. And forget, I'm not even talking about the presidency. Let's talk about Congress. Doesn't matter. Put the Democrats in charge of the Senate. Put the Republicans in charge. What's the difference between Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid? They agree on more than they disagree on. And that's the truth. And so then, you know, politics really is just a bunch of old, you know, really arrogant guys and some women, I'm going to throw Nancy Pelosi in there, basically fighting over who gets the bigger office on Capitol Hill while you and I are struggling to make ends meet, to build our businesses, to get a better job, to pay down our mortgage. And then we get the tax bill every year and we go, sweet baby Jesus, deliver me from this now. And that's what this election was about. That's all. And it's happening other places. And it's interestingly enough, you know, I was telling you that the Czech president endorsed Trump on immigration. Interestingly enough, guess where he is politically? Well, I mean, this guy's been in politics for years. I don't, actually, generally speaking, I don't like him. He's a socialist. He's a center left party. And he's done a lot of damage in the Czech Republic, in my opinion. But it's an interesting thing right now that there is a growing, yeah, there's a growing and there's a growing sense that something has to be done about immigration, and that sovereignty matters. Sovereignty matters. And yeah, I really thought about that here in Barbados, because here, if they celebrated their 50-year anniversary of being an independent country, and now they're fighting to separate from the British Commonwealth. And it's, you know, it's it, why do we celebrate it? Why does the left celebrate a country wanting to free itself from the Commonwealth, but then wants to throw ourselves full in to joining some global order? And I'll tell you why that is when we come back from the break. Just hang in there. I'll be back after this. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC.
This is Sweet James Bergener. I listen to Sam Nation.
And welcome back, Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KBC, and we're coming to you live from Barbados in the Caribbean. I'm off on a little vacation, but as usual, I take you with me wherever I go. And I was just kind of reflecting on, you know, I'm reflecting on the election. I want to continue to talk about it, and one of the things that is just so alarming to me is how there's this sense, right, that if you voted for Trump, you're a racist. Okay, you're a bigot, you're a homophobe, you're just an all around terrible person. And the reality is, right, I was saying this last segment, lots of people voted for Trump, not because they liked him, not because, you know, they thought they, you know, he was their end-all be-all guy, but because they like the idea of sovereignty, right? Of our national sovereignty. Things like borders. Okay? I'm telling you, if you attack advocates for a closed border and call them racist, this is a losing argument. It's a losing argument because, you know, like we were saying, even the Czech socialist president, okay, is endorsing closed borders and is supporting Donald Trump on his immigration policy, okay? Talk about crazy. Talk about strange bedfellows. And so I was talking about how it's interesting. I'm here in Barbados, and it's a country that about 50 years ago broke away from the English colonial rule and became an independent nation within the Commonwealth. And the British Commonwealth, you've probably heard about it, there's a number of countries in it, including Canada and Australia. And so, you know, the Queen is a nominal, you know, figurehead of the Commonwealth, but these are independent countries, right? So the Queen will come and visit once in a while. I think Prince Harry is in the neighborhood here somewhere. He's in Antigua. And I know you ladies love him, even though he's off the market now. What's her name? Meghan Markle? Is that who? The Suits actress? Yeah, I know. The ladies in the studio are swooning probably. Right, Robbie? Can you hear them swoon? Are they? Okay. Well, that's the idea of the Commonwealth. Well, now Barbados is fighting to get out of the Commonwealth. And I personally, you know, I've got a soft spot for the British monarchy. And so I do. And I think that countries, you know, these small countries can get some benefit from being part of this sort of loose alliance where they're able to make their own laws and have their independence, but then still be part of this larger group, helps defend them. Something like the NATO alliance in Europe. Okay, it's a stretch, but it's, you know, just for reference. But it's interesting because liberals love the idea of this former colony completely severing ties with Great Britain, getting out of the Commonwealth. They're all for it. They love it. But at the same time, these are the people that are lamenting Hillary Clinton losing because, oh, we're going to detach from the global community, and it's going to be the end of the world, and we're just not going to be part of the, we're not going to be global citizens anymore, and we're just going to be these redneck, you know, pickup truck driving, you know, white trash Americans. I mean, that's what you hear. And it's funny because that's exactly what it comes down to, right? That this is the difference. If you want to know the difference between Obama and Bush, in my opinion, is Obama fundamentally believed that America was too powerful, too strong, and needed to be cut down to size and needed to be put in its place in the greater global order, right? And he did everything. I mean, Obama, if you look at his administration, everything was done to cut down America. And at the same time, Obama would be the first person to come and support Barbados getting its independence, because it's all about giving it, sticking it to the man, the guy that, you know, what, the former colonial master, giving him the heave-ho. When in reality, everywhere you look in this country, you see positive signs of what the British provided. Now, this is very politically incorrect, right? A lot of people would, you know, you can't talk about that. You can't talk about the benefits of colonial rule. But everywhere you look here, and I'll give you some as we go through it, but I'll give you some examples. But you see the benefits of what the British did here. And so that's it. I mean, it's as usual, you know, leftist theory leaves a lot to be desired, and it's fundamentally it has, you know, moments of a real lack of clarity, which is also how my brain feels right now after 11 hours on the road. All right, we'll be back after this. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC. People's biases sneak into everything. I'm honest about my biases, and I'm upfront with them, which is what CNN should do and all these other clowns. And welcome back to the program. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC. And we are live in Barbados, 4 hours ahead, so about 11:30 now. And it's been a long, long, long day. I'm getting through it, though. I'm getting through it, and I wouldn't miss it for anything here. So glad to have you with me. This is a beautiful place. So the water here, let me tell you, did I tell you about, Robbie, did I tell you about the water? So it's no sharks. No. So, well, you heard how I, about 3 days ago, last weekend, I showed, Jaws for the first time to my kids. And I freaked them out, right? This is bad parenting, but I freaked them out. And then I was kind of worried I wouldn't get them in the water. So we got here about 2:30, and I go, all right, before I start doing show prep and everything, I want to get out. Let's go for a swim. And so we get out to the, and they don't want to go. They're so scared of sharks that they don't want to get out in the water. And so I've got them kind of kicking and screaming, and I get in the water, and they go, oh my gosh, it's warm. And it is. This is something that we don't realize, because, you know, we go to Hawaii, or we go, you know, to San Pedro, and Hawaii is warmer than San Pedro. So by comparison, it's like awesome water, you know, but here, this is a different animal. This water is so warm. And the sand, another thing that's really interesting is the sand is really fine. It's all powdered coral. And so you're walking on basically like baby seal fur, you know, and once in a while you'll have a little, you know, like shard of coral, you know, and you go, oh, ow, that hurt. But compared to Hawaii, you know, where it's lava rock, and it'll rip your feet up if you're not careful. I mean, this is just heaven on earth. So you've got that, and then a lot of sea life because it's surrounded with coral reefs. You know, we're swimming. You know, I obviously have my I'm vision challenged, so I've got my glasses on as I'm swimming. But Daniel's got goggles, and so he's able to see underwater. And he ended up pointing it out to me. This is a giant ray, just you know, in like 3 feet of water, and he was probably I don't know about. You know, maybe 30 inches across. I mean, he was huge, and he was just chilling right there. So I didn't look for a barb. I just sort of gently, quickly kind of swam away from him and let him hang out right where he was. But yeah, so this is we were talking about colonialism. And this is Barbados is a former colony, and they're just celebrating 50 years of independence now. From when they became an independent country from Britain. And it's interesting because a lot is said about how terrible colonialism was. It's true. No, I mean, it's a common thing. And I remember in college, you know, I'd be sitting in class and the first thing at UCI of all places, oh my gosh. And he's sitting there and the first thing they tell you is how terrible you are because you're a white man. And then they tell you how terrible colonialism, it went in and it eradicated countries and it ruined them and it put the stamp of other people's culture on top. And I remember thinking to myself, well, look at India. I mean, thanks to the British, they speak English. They're able to compete in world markets. The infrastructure that India has, embarrassingly, most of it was still built by the British 50 years ago and hasn't really been improved since then. So you tell me who the bad guy is. And here in Barbados, I mean, you look at all the industries that are here, from shipping to rum. We talked about rum, Mount Gay rum. Talked about beer. I mean, all of this was, you think that that's indigenous to the islands? No. This was stuff that was, this is culture that was imported. And the mechanics of making this stuff was imported, and it ended up really enriching this country in tremendous ways. So there it is. All right, back after this. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KABC.
This is Sweet James Bergener. I listen to Sam Nation.
Sam Rogowski here. So speaking of rain, you know, I'm in Barbados right now, and it rains here like basically nonstop all the time. Not all the time, but it rains almost every day. And so people are really used to the rain here. But remember the rain that we had in LA, like the rain that we had right before I left, was insane. The stuff that people were doing out there, and we talked about it here. It's just people don't know how to drive in the rain. The rain comes in Southern California, and we all turn into stupid people out on the road. Well, guess what? The statistics are in. No, there are. They've actually run the numbers, and it turns out that rain triggers a surge, right, of 570% in freeway crashes. That's insane. Think about that. It's just, we start crashing into people. It turns into total bumper cars out there. So look, if you are driving out in the rain, and some idiot who has no idea about what they're doing, basically ran into you, here's what you need to do. You got to call Sweet James. You got to get the lawyer that's going to be on your side. It's going to take care of you. And it's the only lawyer that we trust here on the program, James Bergener. How do you reach him? Easy. You call him. 1-800-881-2021. 1-800-881-2021. Or you can visit his website, sweetjames.com. And tell him that Sam Nation sent you, because they'll take extra good care of you. I promise you that. All right. Sweet James, 1-800-881-2021, 1-800-881-2021. All right, Sam Rogowski here, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KBC, and we are live in Barbados. And gosh, it's been what a crazy trip. And if I sound a little bit out of it, it's because 11 hours it took me to get here. I left right after the show on what now all my nights are together. What is it? It was Monday night. I left on Monday night, and I got here Tuesday afternoon. And now, guess what? Did you hear this news? I look on the news, and there's a giant hurricane headed for Costa Rica. Now, Costa Rica is a little ways away. It's, you know, Central America, and it's further away from me. But I'm looking at the satellite view, and I was really depressed because, you know, I've been looking at weather here, you know, in anticipation of my trip. You know, you do that. You book a nice, you know, vacation on the beach, and then you hope that you have, good weather. And it's been showing rain every single day, and bad rain. And that's kind of unusual. Even though it rains here every day, it doesn't rain all day. And so it turns out, actually, of all things, that... it's part of this hurricane. I'm looking, you know, the little Doppler radar thing, and I'm looking at it here, and I'm kind of in the tail end of the storm, or at least as it was, you know, earlier today. So, there's some hurricane headed for Costa Rica. Don't worry, it's not going to wipe out Sam Nation. I will be fine. I'm clear here, and I even got a little bit of sunshine this afternoon, so I'm going to be in good shape. All right, so here's what. By the way, what else is going on, Robbie? What else do we need to address? We had some other stuff too. What do you think? Do you think Trump is really? What's your take on this thing? You know, Trump is saying that he might not prosecute Hillary Clinton. Now, what are the words that he's using? He's saying right, exactly. He's saying okay. Well, he's not interested in it. That's right. He's not interested in it. What do you make of that? So when the whole subject of Obama pardoning Hillary came out, there was a lot to do about it, right? I mean, the idea was that if Obama pardons her, in my opinion, it would let Trump off the hook. I mean, it would be messy. It wouldn't be a good thing. It'd be a giant distraction for him early in his presidency to go and direct his, you know, at this point, brand new attorney general to go prosecute Hillary Clinton. And so, you know, so now he's signaling, he's saying he's just really not interested in it, which I believe. But I also wonder if there's a little bit of an element of just keeping them guessing. And I think there's some truth to that. I think that he just wants to keep everyone guessing and playing his cards very closely to his vest. All right, we're almost done. I'll tell you a few more things about Barbados when we come back. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KABC. Sam, you are an immigrant. You ran around school with striped socks and a bowl cut as a foreign child. Trump would have wanted you out. Disappointed, but I've seen your posts, and now you're on top of the world, so F all the other immigrants, right? And we're back, Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KABC, coming live from Barbados. And, you know, one of the best things about being here, and I've only been here for, you know, half a day or so, is I am so far away from all this BS back home. I needed a break. I mean, even though I'm taking the show with me, I needed a break from it. And that's going to be amazing for the next few days. So, did you... I wasn't going to get into it, but did you see this? Did you see that terrible press conference that Obama gave in Lima, Peru? This just, you know when he starts to talk really slowly and pacing every word, you know that he's just choking on this Trump victory. And somebody asked him about Trump's conflict of interest, and he took the opportunity to congratulate himself for running a scandal-free administration. He said that. He said scandal-free administration, and I almost choked on my adult beverage. Benghazi? Anybody? I mean, it's not just Hillary's scandal. It's his. And by the way, do you remember Operation Fast and Furious? You remember when he directed Eric Holder, this came from the president, to purchase guns using straw buyers, okay? Purchase guns from legal gun stores, and then sell them to drug dealers and drug traffickers so that they would kill people using those guns, so that then we could make a political case, right? Obama could make a political case for gun control. Look, guns being purchased legally, background checks, Second Amendment, and look at where they're ending up. And it was all traced back all the way to Obama. And that's not even to say the IRS. Remember the IRS? They targeted conservatives. Nothing ever happened. Hard drives got shredded. And typical, we just moved on. And also, and Hillary's email scandal. You know, by the time the election was over, it was really clear that Obama was the one that was using that email, too, to communicate with her, using an alias, of all things. So give me a break. Obama, we are wise to your bull. You know what? And we are going, we're done. We got a new president. It's going to be fun. I mean, who knows what will happen, but Obama's gone. I cannot wait for January 20th. I kid you not. All right. I'm exhausted. It's been a long, long day. Thank you for suffering through this with me. I will be back Thursday, Turkey Day. That's right. I'm going to do a live show on Thanksgiving, so don't miss it. All right? Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KABC.